A distraught mother had contacted the Nolan Show with claims that her daughter was being bullied and that her school was not doing enough about it. Paula said that her daughter now dreads going to school and her health is suffering as a result. She's a pupil at Glengormley High School, a school where bullying had previously been highlighted on this show. Now, we've now been contacted by a teacher from Glengormley High. Bill Addis had been teaching there for 27 years and was a pupil there in the 1970s. At the minute, he's on a two-year career break, but he says the school is being criticised unfairly and that bullying is a problem that goes on everywhere. He also claims that schools aren't able to speak up for themselves properly, and he's been speaking to Stephen.
I got contact from a few friends and family yesterday saying that the school was getting a real hammering on your show.
Yeah.
And I've watched or heard your show in the past, and we've been taking a hammering before. Unfortunately, when you contact the school, when I was there, and I was the publicity officer for the school also, I was instructed that we're not allowed to make any comment other than, you know, we follow our policy and that's it. And they cannot say, you know...
Well, look, it's not for me to say whether that's right or wrong, right? But what I can say is some people would question, in a modern day... You know, United Kingdom, where communication is a big thing for any institution, any company, any corporate body, where they're trying to get their story out there. To say we cannot comment, it doesn't necessarily do you any good.
I know, but we are told to say that by the Education Authority. We are instructed by them. We must follow their instructions. So perhaps you should have a go at the Education Authority rather than the actual school. We are told... to say no comment.
Well,
the board solicitors tell us to say that.
Well, this story comes down to a parent contacting us about bullying at the school and about her daughter being threatened to the point where she was fearful of coming into the school. And there was another similar story to that before that too.
Stephen, I've taught in Glengormley High School for 29 years in total teaching in Northern Ireland. Many friends and colleagues in other schools around Northern Ireland, and there's no more bullying at Glengormley High School than there is in any other non-selective or selective school in Northern Ireland.
How do you know?
Bullying. Okay, speaking to colleagues and friends, even where I'm working now, bullying goes, it's society, it's modern society. Whether it's physical, verbal or cyberbullying, particularly cyberbullying now, we do our best to stop it, but it's very, very difficult, and it's not fair that Glengormley High School gets named as a school that's doing nothing to address this. We were. When I was working there, I'm the longest serving pastoral learning leader in the school. We try our best, the teachers try their best to eradicate bullying, but it is very, very difficult.
Why is it so difficult?
The sanctions are very limited, Stephen. You know, we can't suspend. It's extremely difficult to expel a pupil from a non-selective school now. Very, very difficult. The board do not like schools with high suspension numbers. The school has to try to limit the number of suspensions that are made. I've spoken to several colleagues and I've been informed that a school with high suspension numbers is deemed to be a weak school. You know, if we then suspend or put them out to EOTIS education other than at school, that comes out of their budget. They need money to do that. They need money for EOTIS. They need money for the guidance centres, which is very, very limited. And we're forced to keep these kids in school. So the sanctions that we have are very, very limited.
One of the other reasons why you've contacted us is you say that teachers can't defend themselves anymore. What do you mean by that?
I mean verbally. We are told by the board solicitors, no comment. That is all you can say.
Right, okay.
So we're not allowed to say we're doing everything we can. We've done this and we've done that. We've suspended that person 5 times. We're not allowed to say anything. We're instructed by the board solicitors to say no comment.
Do you think that's right?
No.
Well, we will bring this to the Education Board. We will contact the Education Board and ask them if this is true, if they are stopping schools who want to speak out to defend themselves from speaking out. So you're happy that I put that to the Education Board, are you?
Not a problem. Not a problem with that at all.
What did you make? Did you hear the parent's story?
I heard the parent's story. And as I said, this is going on many schools in Northern Ireland. But you also had on a guy who is as if he was promoting violence. He said the only way to stop the bullies is to knock them out and become a member of the gang. That I don't think that was right to let that man say that on air.
Yeah, that, well, that was that man's only experience at the time, and of course, it's never right. So, I think we did subsequently say it's never right to turn to violence.
No, I agree.
Okay, well, listen, Bill, thanks for contacting us. We'll get on to the Education Authority about that, and we'll see what they say.
Okay, Steve.
Thanks a lot. Morning to you.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
And in fact, we did speak to the Education Authority. They said that schools regularly engage with the media, with many of our teachers and principals making very valuable contributions to discussions on a range of important educating-related topics. The Education Authority would not in any way seek to restrict this engagement. Thanks for your company this morning. We'll see you again tomorrow morning from 9 o'clock.